You guys ready?
Hometown Heroes of the Week.
It's Eric Hansen in Abington, Illinois with the A-Town Tornadoes football team who are Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Yeah! Let's go!
Let's meet the A-Town Tornadoes football team.
Dylan Clockengay, senior, outside linebacker, tight end.
Devin D. James, senior, middle linebacker, right tackle.
Wyatt Cameron, senior, offensive tackle, defensive end.
Jonathan Mason, senior, tight end, middle linebacker.
Julian Nicholson, senior, center, nose.
Gage Corsi, senior, right guard, defensive end.
Hunter Darris, senior, wide receiver, safety.
Corey Clark, senior, left guard.
Josh McKeon, senior, cornerback.
Jay Albright, junior, running back, outside linebacker.
Owen Gray, junior, left guard and middle linebacker.
Hanson Wright, junior, wide receiver.
Josh Asher, junior, wide receiver.
Nolan Taylor, junior, kicker.
Ethan Tucker, junior, lineman.
Lucas Tinkham, sophomore, quarterback.
Ryan Adelson, sophomore, tight end, defensive end.
Jordan West, sophomore, defensive end.
Glenn Bradshaw, linebacker, sophomore.
Drew Heacock, sophomore, halfback, outside linebacker.
Ty McCluskey, sophomore, wide receiver.
Zach Redding, sophomore, linebacker, wide receiver.
Elias Sherman, sophomore, linebacker.
Tyler Miller, sophomore, quarterback.
Justin Roberts, sophomore, D-line.
Spencer Stalshaw, sophomore, offensive line.
Skylar Amrick, sophomore, offensive and defensive line.
Darius Kurtz, sophomore, O-line.
Tyler James, freshman, O-line and linebacker.
Dylan Anderson, freshman, defensive line.
Wyatt Schultz, offensive and defensive line.
Brendan Spitzig, I'm in ninth grade, and I play slot back and cornerback.
Chase Karachi, ninth grade, running back and linebacker.
With Coach Rick Quinn of the 3-0 A-Town Tornadoes football team. Surprise to you, Rick, 3-0?
No. You know, we thought the guys worked really hard this offseason. After last season, they wanted things to be a little bit different, obviously. So they put a lot of time in, and it's paid off. It's always nice when they put the work in and it's able to pay off like that, because it doesn't always work like that. So we've been fortunate enough to start season 3-0, and hopefully we can keep it up.
Yeah. You've seen ups and downs in your career here, and you've been here for a little while. What's the one constant you do every year that works and you see the kids respond to that you keep as just part of your makeup teaching these kids?
Well, I think obviously fundamentals when you're talking about football is a huge thing, but I just think the intensity that the staff has, the excitement and joy for the game, and the fact that we really do care about what happens to these guys outside of football. It's not just about football. We use football as a tool, obviously, and I think that helps these guys when they see that you do care how they do out here in the classroom and in the community, and I think that pays off.
What are the crowds and the community support? What's it been like? You had a great season a couple years ago, maybe a little tougher last year. What have the crowds been like in your community support?
Well, obviously, the community support's great. To get Hometown Heroes of the Week, that means they came out and they voted and did all that good stuff for you. Yeah. But I thought Friday night, the crowd was very good, and I thought the first week against Mid-County, the crowd was very good. So you know, small town, they love their sports programs, and they're coming out and they're supporting us.
Yeah. Well, you got some 80-degree days to deal with out here. How are the kids dealing right now?
You know, right now they're doing good. We're really trying to push them, drink plenty of fluids, almost overdo it a little bit because it had been so nice for the first, 28 days of football, and now the next 10 days looks like it's going to be like August 1st. So yeah. So we're just going to push fluids, push proper nutrition, and hopefully they can follow that protocol and not have cramps is what we're hoping for.
You're an Abingdon boy. Do you think you'd ever coach anywhere else, or are you going to just A-Town till you die?
Well, you never say never, because you never know when somebody's going to get rid of you. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any aspirations of leaving or anything like that in the near future. I'm pretty ingrained in the community. My family lives here. I've got four young kids, so I don't foresee a move in the near future.
Yeah, you're enjoying what you're doing.
Absolutely.
All right. Coach, go get Rushville on Friday night, and congratulations so far.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
What is he?